He's now showing you the advantage that we who have the first fruits of the Spirit have. It's not that we don't groan. It's that we groan inwardly while they groan outwardly. We groan inwardly. But he goes on to tell us in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness. The Spirit helps us in our uncertainty. The Spirit helps us in our ambiguity. The Spirit helps us in our crisis. The Spirit helps us in our pain. The Spirit helps us in our trauma. The Spirit helps us in our depression. The Spirit helps us in our fear. The Spirit helps us in our anxiety. The Spirit helps us in our frustration. The Spirit helps us in our worry. It's not that we don't have it, but the Spirit helps us. Is there anybody out there that the Spirit helped? If you're out there and you're listening at me and the Spirit helped you, I want you to type right now, the Spirit helped me. The Spirit helped me. I would have lost my mind, but the Spirit helped me. I would have thrown in the towel, but the Spirit helped me. I would have committed suicide, but the Spirit helped me. It helped me in my weakness. Oh, bless his name. I'm about to get happy now. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for. We do not know. Say that. We do not know. We do not know what we ought to pray for. We do not know. We do not know what we ought to pray for. We do not know. Everything is so uncertain that we don't even know what to pray for. We don't know whether to pray to keep the house or whether it'd be better to let the house go. We don't know whether to pray to keep the marriage or it'd be better to let the marriage go. We do not know. I can't tell you how many times I'm talking to people right now who don't even know what to pray for. I don't know whether to pray for my daughter to come back home or pray for her not to come back home. I don't know whether to pray for my son to come out or he might come out here and get killed. I don't know what to pray for. We do not know. We do not know. We do not know. We do not know. All of this is about information. We do not know. We do not know. It's funny because in verse 22, the Bible says clearly we know that the whole creation has been groaning as in pains of travail. So in verse 22, we're talking about what we know. But now in verse 26, we're talking about what we do not know. How do you balance what you know with what you do not know? And every last one of us has things that we know simultaneously with things that we do not know. We know that the whole creation is growing. We do not know what we ought to pray for. But the Spirit itself intercedes for us through wordless groanings. The Spirit intercedes for us. It's not just your prayer partner. It's not just your pastor. It's not just a church mother. The Spirit of God itself intercedes for us in our weakness. As we deal with what we do not know, as we deal with leaning into uncertainty, we can lean into uncertainty because we have higher intelligence. The Spirit itself intercedes for us. Why does it intercede for us? Because we do not know. we do not know. We do not know. But he knows. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groanings. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance to the will of God. So the perfect prayer comes from within my soul, not out of my head. In my soul, not out of my head. When the Spirit takes over, when the language of the Spirit takes over, when the intelligence of the Holy Spirit takes over, the perfect prayer comes from the Spirit, because he knows what is the will of God for me, whether this is to be endured or rebuked. Whether this is to be suffered or whether it's to be stomped on. The Spirit itself knows. And it makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. Are you with me? verse 28. And we know. Wait a minute. We know in verse 22. In verse 26, we do not know. In verse 28, we know. We know. We do not know. We know. We know that the whole earth groaneth. We do not know what to pray for as we ought. And in verse 28, and we know that all things God works for the good of those who love him. So here we have, we know that the world is travailing. Okay. We do not know what to pray for as we ought because we're in our weakness. But we do know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. That when the shaking is over, there's something coming out of this. There is a reason that Paul says that the whole creation groaneth as travail on a woman. That's pain with purpose. Travail on a woman is pain with purpose. That's not just pain because of brokenness. That's pain with purpose. We know that the whole creation groaneth in pain. And we ourselves also within ourselves groan, awaiting for the adoption of our sonship. We know that they groan outwardly, we groan inwardly, but everybody's groaning. We do not know what to pray for. We cannot use our prayer life as manipulation. We cannot use it like witchcraft. We cannot use it like name it and claim it and blab it and grab it. Because we don't know now what to ask God to do. We do not know. So the Spirit itself, praying in the Spirit, lifting your hands. You should do it right now. Lift your hands and start just praying in the Spirit. Because when we start praying in the Spirit, we bypass our intelligence and our opinion and our uncertainty and our ambiguity. And the Spirit, who knows what is the will of God, prays for us. If the devil thought you were in this by yourself, he's crazy, because you have inside intelligence. You have classified information available to you through the Spirit, and the Spirit is praying for the will of God in your life. The Spirit is not praying for you to get a car like your sister. The Spirit is not praying for you to show all of your haters how good you are and how God is blessed. No, the Spirit is not praying from your perspective and from where you are seated, or as a result of your culture, as a result of your background, or even as a result of how you experience God based on your condition, whether you're the janitor or the president. No, the Spirit doesn't have to deal with your circumstance. It prays according to your destiny and your purpose, because he knows what is the will of God. We know. We do not know. But we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, who are the called according to his purpose. One more knowing and I'm done. For those God foreknew, he also predestined. We know that all things work together because God foreknew us. What does foreknow mean? He knew me before the sufferings of this present time. He knew me before I made the mistake I made. He knew me before I got in trouble. He knew me before I got here. He told Jeremiah, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. I ordained thee to be a prophet unto the nations. I did not ordain you to sit in a state of depression and give up and die. I foreknew you. And here the Bible says, for those God foreknew, he also predestined, pre, before, the prefix before, destined, in, before, in. God predestined, he fixed the end before, because he foreknew you. For we know not 28, for we know that all things work together. Why do we know it? Because verse 29, because he foreknew us. And so we can deal with the uncertainty of the process because we know that he predestined the end from the beginning. And those that he predestined, he did it without them even knowing it. He did it before they ever even got here. And eventually then he called them, made them aware. And those he called, he also justified them, made them clean. See, this is Romans 8, where Paul is teaching, there's therefore now, at Romans 8 and 1, no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. He had to justify me because I wasn't even good enough for what he called me to. So those he called, he then turned around and justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. For I consider that our present sufferings are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. We started with the hope of the glory, and we ended with those he justified, he also glorified. If you don't see glory yet, it ain't over. If you haven't got to the glory, it's not over. If you haven't seen the glory from the suffering, it's not over. So lean into the uncertainty because you don't have to make this happen. It's okay. It's okay not to be okay. It's okay not to be sure. It's okay in your weakness because the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us. When we're worried, when we're tired, when we're stressed, when we're fatigued, when we're uncertain, he that is certain is praying for me right now. Did you know that he that is certain, the Holy Spirit, is praying for you right now? And you don't have to know about tomorrow. He already knows about tomorrow. And you don't have to know about the next child. He already knows about the next child. And you don't have to know about this and that and the other. I know you want to know. I want to know too. I want to know everything he knows. But nothing before it's time. He knows how to get me through this uncertainty. So I won't back up from it. I'm going to lean into it because he knows. Somebody I'm talking to right now, you've got some decisions to make and you can't seem to make them to save your life, and you're going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Get out of God's way and let the Holy Spirit make the decision, because he knows what you have been predestined to do. And stop making decisions out of discomfort. I'm just uncomfortable. I can't put up. Shut up. The sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. If I would have given up on my life in times of great suffering, I would have never made it to any level of glory that I have gotten to see up to this point. If I would have believed in the sufferings of my present moment at different stages in my life, I never would have made it to the next glory. Who knows how close you are to the next glory? If you faint right now, you're going to miss it. So tonight I talk to you about leaning into uncertainty. And I know it goes against the grain of everything that you are, to lean into not being in control and lean into not having a definite plan and lean into having to depend on the invisible power of God. But isn't that what being a believer, a Christian, is all about? Is to lean into the cross, believing for the resurrection? Lean in. Lean into it, get comfortable with it. Know that God knows, and that's enough. And those of us who have the Spirit of Christ will guide us into all truth. God, close your eyes right now. Close your eyes right now. Close them. And just reach out your fingers and say, Lord, guide me. I can't see. I'm blind. I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. But just start reaching out with your fingers and say, guide me. Guide me. Guide my finances, guide my business, guide my marriage, guide my life. I don't know. I'm through talking like I know. I'm through faking like I know. I'm through pretending like I know. I'm through trying to manipulate other people's lives like I know. I'm an imposter. I'm a phony. I'm a fake. I admit it. I'm blind. I can't see. I don't know. But I do know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. And I do know that he that prays within me knows what I have been predestined to do. And I do know that I don't want to live my life doing what I wanted to do or what other people assigned to me to do. I want to live and then finally die knowing that I have finished my course and I have kept the faith and I have done what you created me to do.